City Sports Network presents Dayton Flyer Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by the Specialist Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for our exciting play-by-play action of Dayton Flyer Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to game number two of our doubleheader. Today is the Dayton Flyers will take on the Butler Bulldogs in game number two of our doubleheader. Dayton leads the series 2-1. They lost game one here just a little bit ago, 11-9, but they made a game of it. They gave up six runs in the third inning, and that did them in, basically. But anyway, here's the starting lineup for the Flyers here in game number two. Ivan Arias will lead off and play second base. Batting second, the shortstop will be Carlos Castillo. Batting third in center field, David Mendez. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mason Doby. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Yeti Yaman, the fourth. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Michael Adair. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Paxton Tomaney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ryan McDougal. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Omar Daniels. Once again for the Flyers, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Mendez in center. Doby at third, Yaman at first, Adair in left. Tomaney in right, McDougal behind the plate, Daniels the DH, and on the mound will be Will Duell, making his second start of the year. It's his fifth appearance. He's pitched eight innings, given up 10 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. Walked 2 and struck out 6. He's got a 4.50 ERA. For the Butler Bulldogs, Carter Dorigi will lead off and playing shortstop. Batting second, the center fielder, Joey Urban. Batting third, the left fielder, Jack Marochnik. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Billy Wirch. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Cade Lewis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, David Ayers. Batting seventh, the catcher, Zach Munton. Batting eighth, the DH in Keegan Connors. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Ian K. Once again for the Bulldogs, Dorigi at short, Urban in center, Marochnik in left. Wirch at third, Lewis at first, and Ayers in right. Munton behind the plate, Connors the DH, and second baseman. Nate Rosser is on the mound for the Bulldogs. Rosser making his first start of the year. He's made an eighth appearance. He's pitched 13 innings, given up 15 hits, 9 runs, all earned. Walked 8 and struck out 13, and he's got a 6.23 ERA. That first game was a long one, 3.5 hours. 3 hours and 28 minutes to be exact. And so here we are with game number two. So here we go. Ivan Arias will lead it off.
For the Bulldogs in game two. Behind the dish, number 10, Zach Munton. And on the hill, 27, Nate Rosser. Leading off the game for Dayton. Second baseman, number 5.
So here comes Ivan Arias to the plate. Ivan batting 262 with a home run, 12 runs batted in. 3 doubles, 2 triples to his name. Here's the windup and the pitch. First pitch, we are underway. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Time is 4:12. Once again, Rosser gets a pitch. Pitch is high for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike here in the top half of the first inning in game number two of our doubleheader. Rosser rocks and fires the 1-1. Outside, got away from the catcher, Munton. Rosser getting a sign, and this time he's going to rock and fire. Called strike two. Rosser kicks and fires a 2-2. Foul back into the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rosser getting a sign. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball heading out towards right field. Right fielder has it, and there's one down. Right fielder is David Ayers.
Number 8, Carlos Castillo.
Carlos Castillo back coming to the plate. He is batting 358 with 3 homers, 20 runs batted in. And he was 1-for-4 in game number 1 with an RBI. First pitch is a strike. The ball's one strike. Rosser getting the sign. Now he rocks and fires the 0-1. Did he go? No, he did not. Checked a swing. It was inside. One ball, one strike to count. Here in the top half of the first inning. Game number 2, final game of the 4-game series. Dayton leads the series 2-1. Next pitch is outside, gets past the catcher one, and then back to the backstop. 2 balls and a strike to count. Rosser getting the sign. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike 2. David Mendez on deck. They've had some high-scoring games in this one, in this series. Rosser winds and delivers. Ground ball to the second baseman. They fire over to first. Got him in time. And it goes 4-3 on that one because the second baseman was playing over towards second base.
Center fielder, 30, David Mendez.
So Kay gets this, the assist on the putout. So David Mendez will step to the plate. Playing center field today in place of David Pedano. Mendez batting 426 with 3 homers and 22 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. And therefore called strike 1. Mendez was 1-for-5 in that first game. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Rosser staring in at Mutton, and here's the pitch. Inside for ball 2. 2 balls and a strike. Dimensions here at Bulldog Park, and we'll give it to you here in just a second. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Foul back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here at Bulldog Park is 330 down the lines, 370 to the alleys in right and left center field, 400 to dead center. It's 5 feet difference in out in right and left center from Warner Field. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside. Everybody on the Bulldogs team thought that that was a strike 3. They were off and ready to go to the dugout. Rosser delivers. Here's a little liner right to the second baseman. Okay, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the...
Rosser sets
them
down. 1, 2, 3.
No runs, no hits, no errors. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left at the end of a half inning. Flyers nothing in the... Bulldogs coming up back after this.
Profire Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profire Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profire Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intakes, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit Profire ProfilePerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profile Performance, they make cars they haven't even used yet. Profile Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profile Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profile Performance offers the absolute best build-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilePerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profile Performance, they make cars they haven't even used yet.
Best scores, we move to the bottom half of the second inning. It'll be Newell on the mound for the Flyers. McDougal will be doing the catching. Other than that, everything else is the same, pretty much. Now the entire outfield is different. Defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. Yaman at first, Harris at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third, and Adair in left, Mendez in center, Tomani in right, McDougal behind the plate, and Newell on the mound for the Flyers. Leading it off will be Carter Durege batting .439 with two home runs and 25 runs batted in. He was 3 of 5 in that first game with three RBIs. Takes first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch in there for called strike one. Doregi, Urban, and Moratnik do up here in the first. Little tapper back to the first pitcher. Newell almost took it all the way over himself.
Center fielder, number 12, Joey Urban.
Joey Urban now do up. Urban, the center fielder, batting .256 with a home run, 19 runs batted in. He was 0-for-2 in that first game. With three walks. So Urban will stand in. Swing and a miss, strike one. There's one up by Newell and the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. Here's a windup and a pitch. The 1-1 pitch. The ground ball third base side, but foul. Flyers will be in at Ohio U on Tuesday. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball 2-1, or 2-2. Once again, dimensions here at Bulldog Park. 330 down the lines, 370 to the alleys and right left center field, 400 to dead center. This is outside for a ball, 3-2 the count. Jack Moroknik on deck. Ground ball, shortstop. Castillo fires, got him.
Left fielder, 16, Jack Moroknik.
Jack Moroknik now due up. He is batting .346 with six home runs and 23 runs batted in. He was 2 of 4 with a run scored in the first game. Walked once and struck out once. So Marocnik standing in. Newell getting the call here in game number two. There's a pitch called strike at the letters. The ball's in a strike. Foul back out of play. 0-2 the count with two down here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch by Newell in the dirt, ball one. Ball and two strikes, two out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Game number two of today's Twin Bill, game four series. Here's a foul back. Count stays 1-2. Newell gets a sign. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Newell, a junior from Tallahassee, Florida, went to Leon High School. He's majoring in general studies right now as a junior. He hasn't decided what he wants to do yet as a way of a major. They pitched at Pasco Hernando State College last year, or 2 years ago. Ball three. Or ball two. Two balls, two strikes to count. Charles and Amy Newell listening in Tallahassee, Florida. Please send some warm weather up this way, please, huh? Thank you. Newell rocks and fires a 2-2. Here's ground ball to Arias and goes off his glove into right field. It's going to be an error on him, I do believe. See what the official scorer says. That is an error
number
on
seven,
Aries.
Third baseman, Billy Wirtz.
So Billy Wirtz stepping to the plate. Wirtz batting 254 with two home runs, 17 runs batted in. He was 1-for-5 in that first game with the run scored. Newell sets and throw over to first. Wirtz stepping to the plate for the first time here in game number two. Newell staring in. Now he sets. Checks the runner over at first base. And fires. And if we're called, strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. There's a pop-up out towards right. Tomani coming in on it. Now backing up a couple steps. Has it. And that's going to do it for the first inning for the Butler Bulldogs. No runs. No hit and error. There was no a runner left. And at the end of one inning of play here in game number two of our doubleheader, the Flyers and Bulldogs, no score. Back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, back here at Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, Indiana, the home of the Butler Bulldogs. We're no score as we move to the top half of the second inning. It will be Dobie, Yaman, and Adair due up for the Flyers here in the second. Rosser set him down 1-2-3 in that first inning. Domi will step to the plate, batting 283. Four homers and 20 runs batted in. He jacked his fourth home run in that first game. As a matter of fact, that ball went 400 feet, hit the top of the wall, bounced over.
Third baseman, number two, Mason Domi.
Domi standing in. Playing third base as usual. There's a pitch to him. It's in there for a called strike one. Rosser getting the sign. He's a quick worker. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pop up left side, and that's going to go out of play. Warch over there saying, yeah, thank you. Grab you. Thank you. Got to get back to the bank. High-fiving people over there. No balls and two strikes to count to Mason Domi. Rosser delivers. Ground ball into right field, or into left field for base hit. Domi gets the first hit of the game for the Flyers, and that'll bring up Eddie Yam in the fourth.
First baseman.
Yaman batting 279 with six home runs and 28 runs batted in. He also jacked a home run in that first game. Jacked it over the right center field wall. So a runner at first base with nobody out. Yaman stepping in, batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. Corner, got the corner called, strike one. If we have an intermittent, I don't know why that the internet is going in and out on the live stream. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. If you listen to the game on our website, a replay of it, you won't hear anything like that. It goes straight through. I don't know why it doesn't. It's been doing it here since I got this new computer. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A difficult strike at the knees. One ball, two strikes to count. On deck, Michael Adair. Here's the pitch by Rosser. Did he go? No, he did not. Two balls and two strikes. No outs here in the top half of inning number two. First game took 3 hours and 29 minutes. Of course, when you get a score 11-9, you're going to get a long game. Here's the pitch. And that. So he's out as he leaned into it. Is that considered a strikeout, I guess, huh?
Left fielder, 34, Michael Adair.
So Michael Adair will step in. Adair batting 245 with a home run, 10 runs batted in. So that is considered a strikeout. So the first strikeout for Rosser here in this one, making his first start of the year. Rosser sets and fires. And never called strike at the knees. Paxton Tomani on deck. There's a stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Lewis, Kay, Dariki, and Wirtz, the infield for the Bulldogs. Moroknik, Urban, and Ayers in the outfield. Munton behind the plate, and Rosser on the mound for Butler here in game two. Pitches outside for ball. Two balls and a strike. With one down here in the top half of the second inning. No score. Mason Domi at first base. He led off the inning with a single to left. Here's the pitch. Right up the middle and in center field for a base hit. Dobie's going to stop at second base. So Michael Adair rips one up the middle. Almost got the pitcher. That puts runners right at first and second. Nobody, or one down. Tomini. So Paxton Tomani will stand in. Paxton batting 206 with a home run, six runs batted in. Paxton was a DH in that first game. He was 1-for-4 with an RBI and a walk, two Ks. Here's the pitch. Strike at the letters. 0-1 to count. Glad you can join us on this Sunday afternoon from Butler University in Indianapolis, Indiana. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Inside for ball one. One ball, one strike. If you can't make it next week due to Easter, we will have the games for you right here on Radio 1.TempCitySports.com. All three games, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday at 4, Saturday at 1, Sunday at noon. Rossard's going to throw back. One ball, one strike, one out to Paxton Tomaney with Ryan McDougal on deck. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. Tomaney did not like that call too much. One and two the count. There's a stretch by Rosser and delivers. Ground ball foul just over the head of Jason King down at third base. Count stays one ball, two strikes to Paxton Tomaney with one down here in the top of the second inning. No score. We're going to throw back again. Dobie at second is 4-for-5 in the stolen base category this year. I don't think he's going to be running with the left hander up at the plate. Here's the pitch. High and inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Game time temperature, 49 degrees here at Butler Bulldog Park. Here's the pitch. Line drive into center field for Bissett. Here comes Dobie right there. He's going to come in to score, and the Flyers lead it 2-1 or 1-0. Tomaney gets an RBI single right up the middle, same way as Yama got a hit, or Adair got a hit. So an RBI single for Paxton Tomaney, and that'll bring up
55 catcher Ryan
McDougal. McDougal batting 254 with five homers and 18 runs batted in. He played in that first game and was 1-for-1 with a base hit. So runners at first and second. Adair is at second. Tomaney at first. McDougal has some power. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. This might be a replay of the first game. Score run in the first, or in the second inning. Here's a little error to 1-0 pitch by Rosser. Foul back, one ball, one strike. He wanted that one. He definitely wanted that one. He may have planted that one over the right field wall, too. McDougal standing and batting left-handed. Wind blowing out towards center field. Here's a stretch by Rosser, and he delivers the 1-1 pitch. Fly ball out towards right. Now it's going to center, and what do we have? The right fielder grabs it. Nice job by Ayers, who came all the way over from right field and caught it almost in center field.
Designated hitter.
So that'll bring up Omar Daniels. Daniels seeing action here in this one. Omar batting 200 with no home runs and no runs batted in. He is 4-for-20 on the year with a triple. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Omar, I don't think he played in that first game. No, he did not. He did not play in the first game. He did play yesterday, though. Here's the pitch by Rosser. Fly ball well hit out towards left. Going back as a center fielder, going back, and he corrals it, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the second. But they get a run on three hits. No errors, two runners left on, and at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Flyers one and the Bulldogs nothing coming back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at Bulldog Park, we move to the bottom of the second inning. Flyers leading at 1-0. Got a run on three hits in that inning. Flyers will be off to Ohio U on Tuesday and then return home to take on Fordham in the A-10 opener on Friday. 15-9 coming into this game. Cade Lewis will step to the plate here in the second inning. Cade Lewis batting .392 with 5 homers and 22 runs batted in. Lewis was 2-for-3 in that first game. Newell rocks and fires. Here's the pitch and a ground ball this time to Ayers at second base. He's going to scoop it up, fire over to first, got him. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up David Ayers.
Your right fielder, David Ayers.
Ayers played in that. No, he did not. Thought he played in that first game. He did not. Ayers coming to the plate, batting .300 with no home runs, 3 runs batted in. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Newell, Floridian delivers, in the dirt for a ball, one ball and one strike. Butter will be off until Friday, or Thursday, when they host Indiana right here. Then they go down to Bloomington for 3 down there. Friday and 2 on Saturday. Here's pitch, high for a ball, 2 balls and a strike. Butler out of the Big East. They do some traveling as well as the Flyers. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes to David Ayers, the right fielder. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ayers out, that's two down, two up, two down. That'll bring up Zach Munson, or Munton. Zach batting .242 with 3 homers and 7 runs batted in. First game he was 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored and an RBI with a walk and a strikeout. Another something going on with the pitching again. Newell wants another baseball, and he's going to get it. There's a windup in the pitch. Newell working fast. That was the thing the other day. Yesterday, the Dayton pitcher was moving too fast. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. One ball, one strike. two down here in the second. On deck, Keegan Connors. There's a windup in the pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls and a strike. We'll have the all three games against Fordham for you here on Radio 1.GemCitySports.com. Tom Michaels and I will be doing the first two, and I'll be doing the last one. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes the count. And blowing out. Here's the windup and the pitch by Newell. And a fly ball hit out towards left. Going back. And it's off the wall. Stopping at second base will be Mutton with a two-out double. As Mendez, or...
designated hitter, 15, Keegan Connor.
Couldn't catch up to it. That was close to going out, too. They bring up Keegan Connors, who had a career day in the first game. Connors batting .556 with a home run and four runs batted in. That all came in that first game. Here's the pitch. This is for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Connors was 3 of 4 with four runs batted in, including a home run. And he also had a double. Two doubles. There's a pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Like I said, he had a career day. Newell getting the sign. He sets and looks back at second base. And fires. Out to center field. Mendez going back, and off the wall. That's out of here. That's a home run. That's his second home run of the day, and that makes him now 2-1. Connor's having a career day here today. His second home run, his sixth RBIs.
Second baseman, number 8, Ian
Che. Ian Che. Here's a windup in the pitch. Foul back. The ball's in a strike to Che. Mendez went back on that one. That was about a 400-foot home run. Here's the windup and the pitch. And they're for called strike two. The ball's in two strikes to count to Che. On deck, top of the order, in DeRiggi. 2-1, Flyers trailing it. Two down here in the second inning. Here's a pitch. Up high for ball two. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Newell delivers. Called strike three. That's what I meant for the Bulldogs in the second. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors. Nobody left on. And at the end of two complete, it's the Bulldogs 2 and the Flyers 1. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Better force behind the forces. Join the NSO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csr.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Better force behind the forces. Join the NSO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csr.uso.org.
Kevin Arias will lead it off for the Flyers here in the third. They trail it 2-1. Flyers will run 3 hits and an error. Butler 2 runs, 2 hits and no errors. Evan Arias will lead it off. He flew out to right his first time up. It'll be Arias, Castillo, and Mendez due up for the Flyers here in the third. Dayton went out 1-2-3 in that first inning. So Rosser standing on the mound once again for the Bulldogs. Pitches in there for a called strike. Rosser kicks and fires. Outside for a ball. Rosser is a junior, 6'4", 190 pounds, from Sawison, British Columbia. I hope I said that right. Another Canadian, eh? Pitches a ball. 2 balls and a strike. We'll say hello to the people up in Canada listening in. Here's the windup and a 2-1 pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Ivan Arias, leading off the third. There's a windup and a pitch by Rosser. Outside ball three, 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes. Rosser gets the sign, now he delivers the 3-2. Outside ball four, Arias is on with a walk.
Shortstop, number 8, Carlos.
Let's bring up Carlos Castillo, grounded out to second his first time up. Castillo will stand in with the runner at first base, Ivan Arias. David Mendez on deck. Flyers trailing 2-1 here in the third. First pitch is outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Time called. Arias a short lead over at first base. Here's a stretch by Rosser. He takes a look and delivers in there for a called strike on the inside of the plate. Or inside portion of the plate, I should say. One ball, one strike to count. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fly ball out towards left. Going back is the left fielder. Going back and off the wall. Arias going to stop at third. Castillo stopping at second base with a double. That almost went out too. Going to bring up David Mendez. Mendez line to the second baseman
center fielder,
to end the first inning. So nobody out, runners at second and third. 4 hits now for the Flyers. There's a stretch by Rosser, and he delivers the first pitch and a fly ball out towards center field. Right there is the center fielder, and in comes, throw goes into third, and Castillo is safe. Ivan Arias comes in on the sack fly. So one down, and we're tied at 2. It's a friend of mine at Channel 22 who used to call it. It's the ballet first score if you figure that one out. They'll bring up Mason Dobie, singled out to left his first time up, scored the first run of the game for the Flyers. One down here in the second. We're tied at 2 apiece. They'll be batting left-handed against the right-hand hitting, a right-hand pitching Rosser. Pitches inside for a called strike. One down here in the third. Here's the pitch. And here for a called strike. One ball, or no balls and two strikes to count. On deck, Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play over onto the track and field stadium. Count stays 0-2 with one down. Castillo standing over third base to go ahead and run. Rosser delivers. Line drive base hit out towards center, out towards right field. That's going to get another run in. And the Flyers now lead it 3-2. RBI base hit for Mason Dovey. Gives the Flyers a 3-2
number
lead.
Three, first baseman Eddie Yaman.
It's going to be RBI number 21 for Dovey. Rosser sets and delivers. Foul back out of play. No balls and one strike to count. One down with a runner at first base and Dovey, Michael Adair on deck. There's a stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Runner goes. Throw down to second and he is a dud duck.
All right, let's go, Dan.
2-4 on the put out. That makes two down. One ball and one strike. The count. Rosser winds and pitches to Yaman. Outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Two runs here in the third for the Flyers. Gives them a 3-2 lead. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes to count. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Two in. Rosser fires. Called strike three on the outside corner. Two runs, two hits, no errors for the Flyers. Nobody left on. And at the end of three, at the end of two and a half, it's the Flyers three and the Butler Bulldogs two. Back after this.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. Making the bad moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4541 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Flyers back in action on Friday, or Tuesday, as they travel down to Ohio University to take on the Bobcats. Bob Wren Stadium, 6 o'clock first pitch. I don't know if it's going to be on TV or not. Check the local listings. The Flyers then will be at home, finally get at home as they take on Fordham next weekend. So next weekend it's the time we're going to be done.
Leading off the bottom of the third for Butler, shortstop number four, Carter DeRigi.
Yeah, leading it off is DeRigi. Leading it off here in the top half of the, or bottom half of the third. Dayton leading at 3-2. DeRigi grounded back to Newell the first time up. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Out towards right and gone. Off the wall. One hopper. Greggy stops at second base with a double. Out towards left field, and Adair had no place
to... Center fielder, 12, Joey Urban.
Joey Urban was called in. He grounded out to Castillo in the first inning. It's nobody out with a runner at second base. The tying runner is at second base. And Doregi. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike. Got a bad battery in there. We won't have known that sound here in this this inning. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike. That may be a little. Yeah, there we go. There's a stretch by Newell. Look back at second base. Doregi a short lead. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side. Out of play. Count stays. No balls. Two strikes. To Joe Irvin. 0-1 on the day here in game two. No balls. Two strikes. To Irvin. Here's a stretch by Newell. Delivers and a foul back out of play. Count stays 0-2. Glad you joined us on this Sunday afternoon from Butler University in Indianapolis. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Urban is out swinging.
Jack
Moroknik. Drew up. He reached on an error by Arias. In the first inning, was stranded at first. That just went off the glove of Arias out in the left field, or right field. Billy Wirch on deck. Newell delivers. Here's the pitch. They never called strike one. One ball no balls and a strike with one down here in the third. Doregi led off the inning with a double to left center field. Newell sets, looks back at second, and fires. This is low and outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. I kind of wish I could go to Ohio University. I'd like to go down there. That's a little bit far. And you're driving back roads, too. Sort of. 1-1. Here's a shot going out towards Mendez in center field. Not moving too much. He has it. Here comes the throw to third, and it's going to be cut off. But Doregi goes to third. There's two
third
down.
Baseman, number 7, Billy Wirch.
Billy Wirch will stand in. He's slid to right his last time up, ending the first inning. So, Newell trying to get out of this inning unscathed. There's a windup in the first pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left. This time, Adair has it, and that's going to do it for the
Bulldogs.
For the Bulldogs in the third, no runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on, and at the end of three complete here at Bulldog Park, it's the Flyers 3 and the Bulldogs 2. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Dayton Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profire Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drive week winner, Jeff Lutz,
to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best build-on performance for cylinderheads and intakes, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Dayton Flyers return to Day Air Ballpark on Tuesday, April 23rd, when they host the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. First pitch is at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or call the Dragons office at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, 14 and under, $10 for the adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge. Luxury seats are also available. For $300, seating for 20 fans. The RTA Flyer will be utilized on the evening of the game to provide free shuttle service between campus and Day Air Ballpark. So join us down here at Day Air. It's nice. It's going to be practically brand new. The field is. We forgot an umpire. So, had to wait on an umpire, but he's here. Rosser gets the sign. Here's the windup in the first pitch to Michael Adair. It's in there for a called strike one. Adair singled to center his first time up. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, one strike with nobody out here in the top half of inning number four. 3-2 Flyers leading it. Rosser delivers. Inside ball two. Two balls and a strike. Dayton three runs, five hits and an error. Butler two runs, three hits and no errors. It's pitched by Rosser. Fly ball will hit out towards left center or to right center, going back and off the wall. Here comes Ada around second. He's going to stop at third with a leadoff triple out to right center field. So he's 2 for 2 today. He's got the hardest part of the cycle taken care of. Triple and a single.
Great fielder, number one, Paxton.
That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney, who had a base hit up the middle, too. It almost took the head of Rosser off. That score, and he also knocked in Mason Dobie with that. So, nobody out with a runner on at third base. Tomaney standing in. Here's the windup and the pitch by Rosser. Ground ball just inside the bag. Here comes a run in. Adair scores. Tomaney's going to go into second, and he's got a double. So it's now 4-3. That hit the
catcher, Ryan McDougal.
Ryan McDougal will step to the plate. He hit a fly ball out towards right. It was caught. Time called by Mutton. Yeah, if you get a chance, come on out to Day Air Ballpark. A lot of times you can't get in because, of course, they've had 1,500 sellouts at Day Air Ballpark, and it's a record for consecutive sellouts. The University of Dayton set against Ohio State, set an all-time attendance record for UD at home. 4,000 fans attended the game between UD and Ohio State, and then the following year, last year, UD and Wright State broke that record and with 6,743. So the band's there, the cheerleaders are there, a lot of people are there, so come on out. Bunt down the third base side and into the Butler dugout. No balls, one strike, the count to Ryan McDougal from Taunton, Massachusetts. 0-1 to count. Here's a stretch. And the pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One of these days I'm going to get him on as the player profile. This kid's having a phenomenal year as a freshman. Here's the stretch and the pitch by Rosser. Grounder to the shortstop. Taregi picks it up, fires over to first. One down. McDougall got the runner over to third and Tomani, and that'll bring up Omar Daniels.
Daniels
fly to center, ending the second inning. He's coming up with one down and a runner at third base. 4-2 is our score. Flyers got a run in the second, two in the third, but one here in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Ivan Arias on deck. Rosser rocks and fires. Called strike two. Everybody coming in. No balls, two strikes a count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two down, and that'll bring up Ivan Arias. Ivan walked and scored the second runner of the game in the third. He's also fly to right. Arias. Here's the windup and the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. 0-1 to count. Rosser rocks and fires the 0-1. And the dirt ball gets away, but Tomani's staying put. One ball, one strike to count. Rosser checks his pitch count. Now he's ready to go. There's a windup and a pitch. Called strike two. A ball and two strikes to count. Two out here in the top of the fourth inning. There's the windup and the 1-2 pitch. Pop up out towards left. Left fielder calling for it and has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in... inning number four. They had a run on two hits. There were no errors. And a runner left on, and at the end of three and a half, it's the Flyers four and the Butler at Bulldogs two. Back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
High school baseball is getting ready to start up, and we're going to be doing some games here on the Gem City Sports Network. So if you'd like to advertise on our network for a certain game or for the season, just give me a call at 937-397-0204. We'll get you set up with a package. It's not very expensive. We don't charge by the spot, by the way. We charge by the month and by the quarter.
Leading off the home half of the fourth inning for your Bulldogs.
Or by the entire year. We just, it all depends on what you want to do. So we get out all over the world, I tell you that. I've seen Russia, Israel, England, Scotland, France, Japan, Vietnam. I see them all. Korea. So here we go as Newell's go to the mound and face Cade Lewis. Lewis grounded to Arias in the second inning, leading off the second. Newell in his fourth inning of work. Here's the windup and the pitch. This is outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. It'll be Lewis, Ayers, and Mutton due up. Foul back. Count goes two balls, one strike. Major League Baseball starts its regular season on Thursday as the Reds will take on the Washington Nationals. And my boys, the Cleveland Guardians, will be out at Oakland. It's going to be fun. It's going to be. Here's the pitch. Ground ball pass Castillo into center field. Kay Lewis leads off the inning with a base hit. That'll bring up David Ayers, who struck out swinging his first time out. I've been a longtime Cleveland fan, and I still like calling the Indians, but I know they're the Guardians, but they're going to be playing out at Oakland. Which is kind of funny because Stephen Vogt, the manager of the Guardians, was
hitting for your Bulldogs. 13, Xavier Carter.
Xavier Carter now hitting. And that'd be going into right field. Vogt just retired from the, a player for the A's. And that's going to be funny, him going back to the ballpark where he retired. First pitch is in there for a cold strike. That's what I'm going to be watching on Thursday. No balls, one strike. Here's a stretch by Newell. Look over at first base. Lewis getting a good lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Or one ball and a strike, I should say. Getting tired, folks. 4-2 is our score. 4-7-1 for the Flyers. 2-4-0 for the Bulldogs here in game number two. Over to first. Lewis gets back safely. Flyers won both games of a doubleheader yesterday. They defeated, they won 9-7 in the first game, 8-2 in the second game, then lost game three in the first game of the doubleheader today. Popped back out of play, 11-9. So a lot of runs have been scored here this weekend. Carter standing in, batting left-handed. Here's the stretch and a 1-2 pitch. Grounder. Right to Yaman. Yaman bobbles it. He's going to take it to tap it first. Wanted to go to a double play wanted to go to second. 10, got a little hurried. So Zach Munton will stand in. He doubled his first time up out to left center field. And scored the first run of the game for the Bulldogs. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shadow's getting a little long. Here's a stretch in the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Pigeon. It's now 5-17. I figured we'd be out of here by 7. One ball, no strikes to count to Zach Mutton. Newell delivers. Jets misses for, I think he wanted that one. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to count. Newell sets, checks the runner back at second base. And fires. Swing and a miss, strike one. Two balls and a strike with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Keegan Connors on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Keegan Connors on deck. There's a stretch by Newell. Looks back at second, now fires. This is outside for ball three, 3-2. They don't want to see Connors coming up with two men on, that's for sure. At least today. There's a stretch in the pitch. Ball four.
Your designated hitter, 15, Keegan
Connors. Sophomore will step to the plate. Hit a home run. Hit a two-run homer in the second inning. He's got two on the pond right now. One at first in Mutton. Lewis at second. One down. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One down here in the fourth. There's a stretch. Newell delivers. A difficult strike one. One ball, one strike the count to Keegan Connors, the designated hitter. One ball, one strike. Newell looks back at second base at Lewis. Here's the pitch. Foul to plate. One ball and two strikes to count. Runners at first and second. Lewis at second. Mutton at first. Newell staring in at McDougal. Now here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch coming plateward. Called strike three. Pulled the string on that one. So another strikeout for Newell, and that'll bring up Ian Cherry.
Ian Cherry.
Four strikeouts for Newell here in this one. Che was one of them in the second inning. Ended the second. Newell will look back at second at Lewis. Here's the pitch. Swing and a hefty cut by Che. 0-1 to count. Flyers like to go home with a series win. Owen won the count. Here's a stretch by Newell. Looks back at second base and rocks and fires the 0-1. This is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Well, thank everybody for tuning in on this Sunday afternoon. I know it's been a long day. But glad you can join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hope we get to do more road games. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike two. Now, I am planning on going to St. Louis, but we'll have to see if there's any accommodations out there in the way of being able to broadcast from. One ball, two strikes, two out here in the fourth inning. Newell rocks and fires the 1-2. Just misses low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. And a two-run Dayton lead. Newell sets. Delivers a 2-2 pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left. Going back is the left fielder right there. And has a home run, a three-run homer. Ian Che gives the Bulldogs a 5-4 lead.
For your Bulldogs, shortstop number four, Carter Dorigi.
Carter Dorigi will now step to the plate. Still nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. So another home run by the Bulldogs makes it now 5-4. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Dorigi doubled his last time up and was stranded at third base. He's 1-for-2 on today. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Nobody stirring in the Dayton bullpen. Here's the windup and the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Dorigi wanted that one. He knew it. Upset it himself. So Chade drills a 3-run homer over left field. With the wind blowing out that way, this game is far from over. Here's a fly ball, well hit out. Going back is Tomaney, and out of here, home run. Dorigi hits a home run.
Double home run for Dorigi.
The back-to-back jacks gives the Bulldogs a 6-4 lead.
Joey Urban.
Joey Urban will step to the plate now. Two down here in the fourth, and Tommy Wooderstein heading out to the mound. Slow walk as people are starting to stir down in the Dayton bullpen. Change out batteries and wireless. That's electronics for you folks. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Winterstein. Probably his wife is listening in too. Jillian, listening in. So a quick trip by Tommy Winterstein, and that'll six to four is a 4-run fourth inning for the Bulldogs. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. 2-2 Joey Urban, who is 0-for-2, struck out and grounded out. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. No balls and two strikes to count. Let's see if we got new batteries in there. Pop up, back out of play. No balls, two strikes. Two out here in the fourth inning. 4 runs in. Back-to-back jacks by Che and Dorigi. Here's the pitch and the fly ball. Out towards center. Mendez going over, calling for it, and has it, and that's going to do it. Here in the fourth inning, they get 4 runs.
4 runs on 3 hits.
3 hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of
4,
the end of 4 complete, it's the Bulldogs 6, and the Flyers 4, back after this timeout.
Foot Powder, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Like I was saying earlier, if you'd like to advertise here on the Gem City Sports Network, we'd love to have you. Just give me a call at 937-397-0204 or email me at doug@gemcitysports.com. We move to the top half of the fifth inning, and the Flyers will send to the plate. 2-3 and 4, Carlos Castillo, David Mendez, and Nathan Brody. We move to the fifth inning. 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Flyers. 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Bulldogs. Dayton has scored in every inning but the first. So Carlos Castillo will lead it off for the Flyers. He is 1-for-2. Foul back. He doubled in the third inning. So Castillo stepping in. No balls, one strike to count. Rosser kicks and fires. Just misses outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Double barrel action down in the Dayton bullpen. There's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third base side. Here's the windup and the pitch by Rosser. Foul back out of play. Down in the Dayton bullpen, we have Matthew Johnson and Ryan Packard warming up, getting ready to come in. Here's the windup and the pitch by Rosser. Down low for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. The leadoff hitter, Carlos Castillo. 1-for-2, doubled in the third and scored a run. Time is called by Castillo. 2 balls, 2 strikes to leadoff hitter here in the top half of inning number 5. This one's moving along and a lot quicker than that first one. Here's the pitch. Fly by one, hit out towards right. Going back is his right fielder, Carter, and has it. One down.
30, center fielder, David Mendez.
Mendez coming to the plate. Mendez had a sack fly in the third inning. He's 0-for-1. Behind to the second baseman. His first time up. One down here in the fifth. Pitches outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strike. 6-4. Butler leading it. Scoring 4 times in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's a pitch to Mendez. Grounder to the shortstop. Derigi, it takes a bad hop and goes over his glove out into center field. Hit number 8 for the Flyers.
Number 2, third baseman, Mason Dobie.
And that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie singled in the, or is 2-for-2. 2 singles. Time is called as the umpire is heading over towards the dugout of Butler. It was going over there was Che. Had to get something. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a pair of sunglasses?
So here's Dobie stepping in. Here's the pitch. Pop up. Left side. Going over to third baseman. And he gets it. Two down. So Wirtz gets the put out. Eddie Yaman will step to
first
the plate.
Baseman, number three, Eddie Yaman.
Yaman struck out twice. One, he leaned into a pitch to get hit. You can't do that. 6-4 is our score. Butler leading it here in the top half of the fifth inning. Yaman stepping in. No, he didn't step into that one. So Yaman does get hit with the pitch on that one, and that puts runners at second and third, or first and second. Now, wait a minute. Now, what are they going to call here? He did not lean into that one. Got the Jeopardy theme. So the coach appealed down to the umpires, and they said that
left fielder Michael Adair.
So they said that he did get hit. So Michael Adair will step to the plate. He had a triple his last time up, out to right center field. There's a pitch, line drive out towards right field. That's going to get a run in. Here comes Mendez. He's going to round third. He's going to come in to score. Yaman stops at second. And it's now 6-5 and an RBI single for Michael Adair. So 3-for-3 in this game. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney.
Right fielder, number one, Paxton Tomaney.
So Tomaney will stand in. Paxton, 2-for-2. He singled and doubled. Runners at first and second with two down. And run in. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Tomaney batting left-handed here. There's a stretch by Rosser. He looks back at second. And fires. Outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And time is called as we're going to have a coach come out and talk to his pitcher. 2-0 the count to Paxton Tomaney. Paxton playing right field in this one. He was DH in the game one. Flyers will be on the road again on Tuesday when they travel down to Athens to take on the Ohio Bobcats. 6 o'clock first pitch if you want to go. Bob Rent Stadium. And then they'll return home next Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock when they take on the Fordham Rams. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Have all three games for you right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. Tom Michaels will join me on Friday and Saturday. So, the coach returns to his respective dugout. Tomaney returns to the batter's box, and Mutton returns to behind the plate. Runners at first and second with two down. Yaman at second. Adair at first. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Two balls and a strike to Paxton. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball, 3-1. Rosser delivers. Fly ball well hit out towards right. Going back in the right fielder. Going back and out was off the wall. Here comes Yamanique's going to come in to score. Adair's going to come in to score with a two-run double for Paxton Tomaney that hit off halfway up the wall in center or right center field. So two-run double for Tomaney gives the Flyers a 7-6 lead.
Catcher, 55, Ryan McDougal.
So Ryan McDougal will step to the plate. McDougal, 0 for 2. Fly to right, grab to the short. McDougal doing the catching here in game number 2, as he did yesterday. Pitches inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. 7-6 as the Flyers have scored 3 times here in this 5th inning. They're prone to, or they can get, they can score runs in a heartbeat here. There's a pitch and a foul back. One ball, one strike the count. One ball, one strike, two down here in the top of the 5th inning. Here's a pitch and a line drive out towards right, and that's going to get down into the Dayton bullpen. Count goes to 1-2. Two out here in the 5th, 3 runs in. Flyers lead at 7-6. Ryan McDougal standing in, 1-2 to him. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. That's going to get down, or no, it's... It does. It gets past the center fielder. McDougal in with a double. That scores Tomaney. McDougal has an RBI double out to the left center field. Now 8-6. That's going to bring up Omar Daniels. Daniels 0 for 2 on today. He struck out and flied to center. Ivan Arias on deck. And I think we're going to have a pitching change here, as we have to, because the guy should be the second trip out to the mound. So that's going to do it for Rosser. Two out here in the 5th. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Simon Lindy coming into the matchup for the Bulldogs, a freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. Lindy making his 8th appearance. He's 0-1 on the year. He's got started 2 games. He's pitched 13 2/3 innings, given up 27 hits, 18 runs, all earned. Walked 11, walked 7, struck out 11, has an 11.85 ERA. So his first man Lindy will face will be Omar Daniels. Daniels 0 for 2, struck out and fly to center is two times up.
For the Flyers, designated hitter, number 7, Omar Daniels.
So two out and four runs in for the Flyers here in the top half of the fifth inning. So they've scored 11 runs, 9 runs. Swing and a miss, strike one. They scored 15 runs yesterday. They scored 17 today. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Fire over to first. Got him. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fourth or in the fifth. Four runs on four hits. A runner left on at the end of four and a half. It's the Flyers 8 and the Butler Bulldogs 6. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Bad Force, behind the forces. Join the ASO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Will Newell back on the mound for the Flyers here in the fifth inning. Let's see here, for Newell. He's pitched 4 innings, given up 6 hits, 6 runs, all earned. Walked 1, struck out 4. He's given up 2 doubles and 3 homers.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth for Butler.
But he's still winning the game. Jack Marotnick will lead it off. He is 0 for 2. He reached on an error and flied to center field. Never count a team out, no matter who it is. And that's been obvious in this series. Newell delivers up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Game one. The Flyers were up 9-1. It's pop back out of play. Flyers were up 9-1. They ended up winning up 9-7 as the Bulldogs scored 6 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Each team has scored 4 times in a certain inning in this one. The Flyers have scored in every inning but the first one. There's a windup by Newell, and he delivers. And a fly ball heading out towards Adair in right and left. And he kind of had to do an about face.
Your third baseman, number 7, Billy.
That's going to bring up Billy Wirch. Wirch 0 for 2. He's fly to the left and fly to the right. So one down here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's been a long 2 days here at the ballpark. Here's the pitch by Newell. This is for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. Coach King looking down there to see if he's... Coach King happy with the way his team's been going here lately. Foul back out of play, two balls and a strike. Cade Lewis on deck. Foul back. Two balls, two strikes. No trying to get through this inning. Right now, he would not be the pitcher of record as of right now. Got to go through five. Ball gets away. 3-2 the count. To Wirtz with Cade Lewis on deck. Three balls, two strikes a count. Here's pitching a foul back. Motorcycle going down the street there. Got to watch out for those guys because some of them, not all of them, but some of them will drive like idiots. And here's the pitch. Grounder to third baseman. Toby fires over to first. Not in time. That'll be an error on Toby.
Your first baseman, number
that'll
four,
bring up Cade Lewis. Lewis singled his last time up, scored a run in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. I had a motorcyclist the other day coming down Interstate 70 out near Dayton. And I was in one lane, a car was in another lane, and he split us right down the middle. Pitches inside for a ball, one ball, nine strikes. That's why I call him an idiot. Some of them are idiots like that. Like I said, I know a lot of motorcyclists. They don't drive like that. Newell sets. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Xavier Carter on deck. Newell staring in. Now he takes a look over at first base. And here's the 2-0 pitch. And they're for a called strike. Breaking pitch got over. Two balls and a strike. Will Newell delivers the 2-1. Down low for ball, 3-1. Once again, double barrel action down in the Dayton bullpen. There's a stretch and go over to first. They almost got it. It was close. Johnson and Packard were warming up before. I think they still might be two right-handers. Newell sets. It's over first and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 3 balls and two strikes to count to Cade Lewis. Eight, 11-2 for the Flyers. 6-6-0 for the Bulldogs. Over to first, not in time. It's a little high this time. Newell staring, gets a sign from McDougal. Now he sets. And fires a 3-2. Runner goes in a foul ball down into the Dayton bullpen. Count stays 3 balls, 2 strikes as the runner was going. And Wirtz. Wirtz has yet to steal a bag. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. The pitch runners at first and second. The tying run goes
right
to first.
Fielder, 13, Xavier Carter.
Xavier Carter batting for the first time today. I think it's... And here comes Coach King, and I think that's going to be it for Will Newell. And it is. And we'll be back with that right after this.
Psst, it's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Bulldog Park, new pitcher on the mound for the Flyers will be Ryan Packard, a 6'3 senior from Oneida, New York. And he is making his, fifth appearance. He started one game. He's pitched five innings, given up six hits, five runs, four of them earned. Walked three, struck out six. Does not have a record. He's got a 7.20 ERA. He's going to major in education and allied studies. Or no, I take that back. No, he's not. He's going to be majoring in health and fitness, with the goal of becoming a strength and conditioning coach someday. I was looking at Matt Johnson. So, Ryan is the son of Greg Packard and Julian Emmerich. Hello to them listening in New York. Ryan is finishing up his warm-ups. One out, and runners at first and second. Lewis at first, Wirtz at second, and Xavier Carter will step to the plate. Carter 0 for 1. Grounded to
Warrior Bulldog 13 Xavier Carter.
Grounded to Yaman at first. Replacing David Ayers out in right field. Zach Mutton on deck. One down here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second. Infield in. Dobie in under cutting the grass at third. Packard delivers the first pitch. Breaking pitch, misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 8-6 is our score. Flyers leading it. They got one in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, four in the fifth. Butler got two in the second, four in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. One ball, two strikes, the count. There's a stretch and the 1-1 pitch by Packard. Down low for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Becker getting the sign, looking in. Now he sets. Runners getting their leads at first and second. There's a pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. 3-1 the count. Zach Mutton on deck. Three balls, one strike, the count to Cade Lewis, Xavier Carter with one down. There's a stretch. Packard looks back at second base and delivers the 3-2 pitch. Fly ball out towards right. Going out is, and it's going to fall in the Dayton bullpen as it was that fell in no man's land. Yaman was flying down first base side, and Tomeni was on his horse in from right field. Three balls and two strikes to count to Carter. Packard sets and delivers the 3-2 pitch after looking back at second. Here it is. Ball four. So tying run is at second.
Number 10, your catcher.
The go-ahead run is at first. Zach Mutton, who doubled and walked. Scored twice. One down. Flyers looking for that pitcher's favorite pitch, a ground ball. Trying to get two to close this out. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher. He comes, going to throw, and they got him at home. Got him at home. 2-1 on the put out. Everybody else moves up. He was out dead to right. So two down now. Lewis goes to third. Carter to second. Mutton will step to the plate with a 1-0 pitch, or 1-0 count. That's a play by Packard getting in there. Here's the windup and the 1-0 pitch. Over for called strike one. Breaking pitch, nice breaking pitch over. One ball, one strike, two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-6, Flyers leading. Here's the windup and the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. Two balls in the strike. Wind blowing briskly out towards left now. Going between center and left. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Packard getting the sign from McDougal. There's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Grounder foul down to the Dayton bullpen. Count stays 2-2 with two down. Packard winds and delivers a 2-2. No, he doesn't. He throws it in. Now here we go again with the umpires meeting again. This time I was hearing them. They were saying they can't do anything after the 10-second mark. You can't. Tried to call timeout. Couldn't do it. Yeah, I know they're talking to the coach from Butler. They've had some strange calls that they've had to talk about. Two balls and two strikes with two out, two on, and a two-run lead for the Flyers. Packard winds and delivers the 2-2. Inside ball three. Kind of fooled McDougal. Three balls, two strikes, two out. We're just in the bottom of the fifth inning. Packard staring in. He's got 9 seconds to deliver. Here's the wind and the pitch. Foul down the first base side and onto the hill right by the tennis courts, the domed tennis courts. Count stays 3 balls, 2 strikes. Packard winds and delivers. Ball four, bases loaded.
Designated hitter, 15, Keegan Connor.
Keegan Connor stepping to the plate. Hit a two-run homer in the second inning and struck out in the fourth. Now batting here with the bases loaded with two down. Packard going from the windup. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch misses outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Connor has had a career day. He's got a couple of home runs, and here comes Coach King out. And we'll probably have a new pitcher coming in. Talking to Packard now in the entire infield. He's looking down towards the bullpen, so he's going to wait till the umpire comes out. Now here he comes. Flyers back in action on Tuesday as they travel down to Ohio University. And now we're going to have a pitching change, and we're going to take a break. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Yeah, we are in our 12th year of doing this, covering sports all over the Miami Valley. Third year for the Flyers. We've done Central State for like 9. And we did Clark State, we did Sinclair while they had sports. And I've enjoyed doing this. This is what I've dreamed of doing since I was like 9 years old. So love doing it. I wish I could do it longer. But a lot of times not going to let me. But new pitcher on the mound for the Flyers in Matthew Johnson. Johnson making his third appearance. He's pitched one inning. He's not giving up anything. He's walked two, struck out one. Matthew is from Tampa, Florida. Went to Jefferson High School and Hillsboro Community College. Son of Mike and Darlene Johnson out of Tampa. He pitched last year for Dayton and saw action in 19 games on the season, including one start, throwing 28 and two-thirds innings. Finished the season with a 1-2 record and a save. So he pitched two scoreless innings in his first win as a Flyer on March the 4th against Eastern Illinois. Picked up his first career save against Miami of Ohio in his next outing on March 8th. So Matt Johnson will step to the rubber. Bases loaded, one ball, no strikes to count to Keegan Connors. Next pitch is a ball, two balls, no strikes, bases loaded, Mutton at first, Carter at second, Lewis at third. Flyers lead at 8-6, the tying run at second, the go-ahead run at first. And Connors has had one hell of a day. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Hit a home run in the first game, home run here in the second game. Johnson towing the rubber. Now he sets and will deliver the 2-1. This is high for ball three. No place to put him. 8-6 is our score. Bases loaded. Two down. Here's a pitch by Johnson. Grounder to Arias. Arias is just going to step on the bag. He flipped it to Castillo. And so Connor's going to get a fielder's choice out of that. They get no runs on no hits. It's one error, three runners left. At the end of five complete, it's the Flyers 8. And the Butler Bulldogs 6. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Flyer Baseball has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by Profiler Inc., and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. We move to the top half of the sixth inning. It'll be the top of the order for the Flyers and Arias, Castillo, and Mendez. Arias was the only one that didn't hit in that fifth inning. Takes the first pitch outside for a called strike, and he did not like that one. Arias is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Foul back. 0-2. No balls, two strikes to the second baseman here for the Flyers. He was our player profile recipient today. Here's the pitch before game one. Have these games up after I get home tonight. One ball and two strikes. The count to Ivan Arias. Parents listening in up in Boston. There's a stretch and the pitch. Foul back out of play. It's the top of the bubble. 1-2 two strikes, the count to Ivan Arias, leading off here in the sixth inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Up high and outside for ball two. 2-2, the count. Eddie's delivers. And a line drive out towards. Nice stop by the second baseman over to first, got it. Second baseman in Che just laid out, got the ball, threw over to first, and got Arias out. It was 4-3 on the put out. Then we're here, Carlos Castillo. Castillo is 1-3 on the day, doubled in the third. He's also grounded out to his second and fly to right. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. No balls, one strike, one out here in the top of the sixth. Here's a fly ball out towards. A nice catch by the first baseman. Holy cow. What? That was Lewis who made that a leap and grabbed it. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez singled his last time up. He's 1-2 on the day. Slide to second. Sack fly and base hit. Scored a run in the fifth inning. So two outs on two amazing plays. Eight-six Flyers lead it, carrying the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike one. I know some teams are going to be very tired after this game, after this series. Butler will be off until Thursday when they take on Indiana here at Butler. There's a fly ball well hit out towards left right. Going back as a right fielder, Carter. And it has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number six. They go up 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And at the end of five and a half, it's the Flyers 8. And the Butler Bulldogs 6 back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. A force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Back here at Bulldog Park on the campus of Butler University. Some A-10 scores for you. Final score. Kent State 3, St. Joseph's 1, George Washington 9, Canisius 1, Massachusetts 5, Seton Hall 2, Davidson 21-1 over Siena, High Point 14-3 over Richmond, St. John's over Fordham 2-1, Villanova over George Mason 9-2, Cincinnati over St. Louis 8-3, VCU over Xavier 10-5, Game 2. St. Joseph shuts out Kent State 5-0. First pitch is in there for a called strike. To Ian Che, who belted a home run, a three-run homer last time up. He is 1-2, and a fly ball out towards right. Going after it is Tomani, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. So he's 2-3 on the day. That'll bring up Carter Dorigi.
Number four, your shortstop, Carter Dorigi.
Dorigi is 2 for 3. He hit a home run. Back-to-back jacks by Che and Dorigi in the fifth inning. Or in the fourth inning. So runner at first base. And Che. Dorigi will stand in. Packard fires over there, and Che gets back safely. Action down in the Dayton bullpen. Can't see if there's anybody in the Butler bullpen because it's blocked. There's a stretch by Johnson, and he fires. Ball gets away at that hitting. So Dorigi is on with the hit batsman. That puts runners at first and second. The tying run goes to first.
12, Joey Urban.
Joey Urban will stand in. He is 0-for-3 on the day in this game two. 8-6 is our score. 8 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors for the Flyers. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Butler Bulldogs. Yes, we play here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Game number 2, and here comes Coach King. And we'll probably have a pitching change. So he's probably telling them they're going to come out. A lot of pitching changes here today. So here comes the umpire out. Other scores from the A-10. UMass defeated St. Seton Hall in game number 2. 11-1. And that's it. New pitcher coming in for the Flyers. We're going to take a break. Be back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Butler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Nick Wisman on the mound now for the Flyers. So you might go the rest of the way, depending on how things go. So Wisman out on the mound for the second time in 2 days. He finished up the game yesterday, game one, 9-7, game one. So Wisman will step in. If you would like to advertise on Gem City Sports Network, we'd love to have you. Just give me a call at 937-397-0204 between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, unless I'm doing a game. And we'll get some sales package out to you. We've got several UD games left. We're going to do high school baseball, football, basketball, soccer. We have our own. We have a Twitch channel that we do video for. And it's a lot of fun to do. So here we go, and stepping in will be Joey Urban.
Number 12, Joey Urban.
Urban 0 for 3 on the day, grounded to short, struck out, and flied to center. Che at first, or at second, and Dorigi at first. Dorigi was hit by a pitch, and Che singled. They got him picked off. They got Che picked off. It goes 2-4 on the put out. So one down. That erases one run right there. So the tying run is now at the plate in Joey Urban. Jack Marochnik is on deck. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Grounder, slow roller, picked up by Doby. Fires over to first, got him. Two down, that puts Dorigi over at second, and that'll bring up Jack Marochnik. Marochnik 0 for 3, reached on an error in the first inning, and slide to left and slide to center. So two down here in the sixth inning. How long Nick will go? Don't know. It's a save situation. Here's the pitch. End up a called strike. Nick came in the first game. Did not see pitches a ball. Nick now has 4 saves on the year. Going for 5 here. His mom was in the crowd today. 1-1. Here's a stretch by Wissman. He looks back at second and he fires. Grounder. Nice. Oh, I thought it was a nice pickup. Here comes Dorigi around to score. And Marochnik has an RBI single. It's now 8-7. We still got
third baseman number 7.
At least 3 more innings to go. It's 6:30. We started at noon. First game of the doubleheader started at noon, so 6 hours and 26 minutes of baseball. Here's the pitch. Grounder. Right to Wissman. He's going to flip it over to Yaman, and that's going to do it. But they do get a run on a couple of hits.
One run on 2 hits. One runner left on base.
No errors, a runner left, and at the end of 6 complete, it's the Flyers 8 and the Bulldogs 7. We're going to keep it right here to let you know all about April 23rd. That's when the Flyers will host the Eastern Kentucky Colonels at Day Air Ballpark at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, or you can purchase tickets through the Dayton Dragons at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children 14 and under and $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge, and also the RTA flyer will be utilized that night to bring students to and from the campus to Day Air Ballpark. They will also have luxury seats available, or luxury suites available for 300.
Bulldogs taking over on the mound, 21, Colin Daly. Daly, the new pitcher.
They will have the suites available for $300, seating for 20 fans. Last year, for the Wright State game and the Ohio State game two years ago, they were sold out. So get your tickets early and enjoy a night of baseball down at Day Air Ballpark, Dayton Flyer style. New pitcher on the mound for Butler is Colin Daly. Daly making his 5th appearance. He's pitched 3 3rd innings, giving up 6 hits, 11 runs, all earned. Walked 7, struck out 7, has no record. and a 29.70 ERA. So he will face here in the seventh inning Mason Doby, Eddie Yaman, and Michael Adair. Doby is 2-for-3 on the day.
Leading off inning number 7 for Dayton, third baseman number 2, Mason Doby.
So Doby will stand in, leading off the seventh inning. We got plenty of time. Be dark going home, though. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike one. No balls and a strike to Mason Doby. Here's the windup and the pitch by Daly. In there for called strike two. Curveball. Buckled his knees. Daly toes the rubber. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Doby. Outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Hoping that Doby would go after it, but did not. Eddie Yaman on deck. Wind still blowing out towards center field. Here's the windup and the pitch by Daly. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
First baseman, number 3, Eddie Yaman.
Daly, a junior, 6 foot, 190-pound junior from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Toes the rubber once again. Here comes Eddie Yaman. Yaman has struck out twice and was hit by a pitch. Way outside, just a little bit outside, as Bob Yerker would say. One ball and no strikes to count. Michael Adair on deck. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. There's some chirping going on. Wind now blowing out to left very briskly. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball three. 3-0 the count. Yaman standing in. Here's the windup in the 3-0 pitch. Scores around the bunt and walks. So Yaman is on at first base with one down, and that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair is
left fielder,
single twice
Michael
and triple.
Adair.
Scored two runs and has an RBI. Led off the fourth inning with a triple. Scored on a double by Tomini. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. 0-1 to count. One down here in the top half of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Ball gets passed, and Yaman's going down to second on the wild pitch. One ball, one strike to count. Daly wants a new ball. One ball, one strike to Adair. Tomani on deck. Daly sets and fires. Foul going out to the right side or left side, and that's going to go out of play. Orch had no chance of getting that one. One ball, two strikes, one down here in the seventh inning. Flyers leading at 8-7. They have a runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Check swing grounder. Goes to the shortstop, DeRigi, and it's going to be an error on him as Adair goes to third.
Number one, right fielder Paxton Tomaney.
So Paxton Tomaney will stand in. All he has done today is go 3 for 3 here in the second game. He's had a single and two doubles and three runs batted in. In three at bats. Daly delivers in there for called strike one. One one to count to Tomaney. Here's the pitch. Grounder foul down the first base side. And into the tube. I ain't gonna get it. 8-7 is our score. No balls, one strike to Paxton Tomaney. One down here. Runners at first and third. Here's the pitch. Foul tip. 0-2 the count. Dayton at home on Friday as they take on, well, they start the A-10 portion of their season on Friday against Fordham. Here's a pitch. Foul back. Hit it off the fist. No balls, two strikes to Paxton. Yaman at third. Adair at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. As going down to second will be Adair. Two down. That'll put runners at second and third.
55, Ryan McDougal.
That'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal doubled his last time up, doubled in a run. He's 1 for 3. Here's a pitch. Foul back out of play onto the track. No balls, one strike with two down here in the top half of the seventh inning. Flyers lead by one. David gets a sign. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Got the corner. Called strike two. 0-2 the count. Omar Daniels on deck. Here's a pitch to McDougal. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Daly strikes out the side. No runs on. No hits. There. Two runners left.
Two runners left on base.
At the end of seven or six and a half, it's the Flyers 8 and the Bulldogs 7. We shall return after this timeout. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Back here at Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, Indiana. We move to the bottom half of the seventh inning. 8-7 is our score. Flyers lead it. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Flyers. 7 runs, 8 hits and an error for the Bulldogs. It'll be Cade Lewis, Xavier Carter, and Zach Munton due up for the Bulldogs here in the seventh. Nick Wisman out for his second inning of work.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh for Butler, first baseman, number 6.
Cade Lewis will step in. He is 1 for 2 today. He's grounded out to first, or grounded out to second. Single to left center and walked. Scored a run in the fourth. So Nick Wisman back out on the mound for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Coach King hopes that he can go the rest of the way. We won't need him on Friday or on Tuesday. Here's the pitch. Foul down to the third base line. 1-1 to count. It's Cade Lewis. Wisman sets and fires. On the corner, breaking pitch. 1-2 to count. Wisman delivers. Foul back. Count stays 1-2. Butler will be home on Thursday against the Indiana Hoosiers, and then they'll travel down there on Friday and Saturday to take on the Hoosiers for three more. 1-2 to count. Ground ball foul down the first base side. And into the two. It may have gone through. One ball, two strikes to count. To Cade Lewis. Wisman sets and delivers. Outside for ball two. 2-2 the count. Flyers will be on the road on Tuesday against Ohio U down in Athens, and then they will return home against Fordham on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two balls, two strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for ball 3-2. Lewis is making Wisman work, that's for sure. 3-2 the count. Here's a stretch. Wisman sets and fires. Ball four. He loses him.
13, right fielder.
Gotta bring up Xavier Carter. Carter is 0-1 with a walk. So the Flyers looking for a twin kill on this one. Castillo's on the second base side of second base. Here's the pitch. Bunts down the first base side, and that's going to go foul. The ball's in the strike. Lewis will return to first. Carter back to the plate. Flyers scored one in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, four in the fifth. Butler scored two in the second and four in the fourth, one in the sixth. Pitches down low for ball. One ball, one strike. Dobie in on the cut of the grass at third. As a matter of fact, he's on the grass. Here's a pitch and a ground ball right to the second baseman. Dobie fires over to Yaman. The sack bunt works. That puts Lewis at second. The tying run over at second now. Munton will come to the plate. He is 1-for-1. He doubled in the second inning and walked in the fourth and fifth. Scored twice. Here's the pitch. Almost hitting. Wisman kind of, okay, I know all about you. Wisman sets
and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a hefty cut by Mutton. Keegan Connors on deck. Wisman looking back at second base. His team leading at 8-1 or 8-7. Breaking pitch over for a call strike, a sweeping curve. 1-2 the count. Wisman will stare back at second base once again. And fire. Foul going down left field side and into the track area. Ball and two strikes with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 8-7 Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Wisman gets Mutton down on strikes, and that'll bring up Keegan Connors. Connors is 1-for-2 today, or 1-for-3 here in game number two. He had a two-run homer in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth and reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth. Now batting here in the seventh inning. Wisman takes a quick peek back at second, now delivers in there for a called strike one. Two out here in the seventh. Wisman looks back at second. Lewis not too far off the bag. Next pitch is a high ball two, or ball one. 1-1 to count. Two out here in the seventh. Wisman gets the ball back quickly and sets. And fires. Ground ball foul. One ball, two strikes. But Lewis walked. Went to second on a sack bunt by Carter. Wisman trying to get out of this inning. Ball and two strikes. This is outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner at second base. Here's the stretch by Wisman and the 2-2 pitch coming plate. Well, now he's going to throw back to second. Wisman will stare at, get the sign from pitch comp. Two balls, two strikes. Wisman sets and will fire the 2-2. Grounder, slow roller to Wisman. He's going to have to hurry it, and he can't hold on to it. That puts the tying run over at third base.
Second baseman, number 8.
Going to give him a base hit. Connors is now 2-for-4 today in this game. Ian Che will step to the plate. He is 2-for-3. Drilled a three-run homer in the fourth inning. Wisman delivers. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Second base is open. On deck, Carter Doregi. Wisman sets and fires. Called strike at the letters. 1-1 to count. Two out here in the seventh. There's a stretch and a 1-1 pitch coming plateward. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Wisman will deliver. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes.
Flyers had their four-game winning streak snapped in the first game today. Wisman sets and fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's going to do it for Butler here in the seventh. No runs on no hits. No, I take that back. No runs a hit, no errors. Two runners left at the end of seven. Complete. Flyers 8, Butler 7.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network.
Profile Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Nolan Watson will bat for Omar Daniels. So Watson will bat. He played in the first game. Caught. Here's a pitch. He never called strike one. No balls and two strikes to Nolan. Watson was 2-for-3 in that first game. Scored a run, had two RBIs. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side coming in is Carter. A couple of steps and there's one down. I bring up the top of the order and Ivan Arias. Arias on today is 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored.
Number 5, second baseman Ivan Arias.
Sun setting here in Indianapolis at 6:51. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Arias. We play in the top half of the eighth inning. One and oh the count. Here's the pitch. This is outside for ball two. 8-11-2 for the Flyers, 7-9-1 for Butler. Flyers trying to take 3 of 4. Check swing, it's in there for a called strike one. Daly getting the sign, now he rocks and fires, and called strike two. Daly will get a sign from Mutton. Now here's the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop, DeRiggy. Fires over the first, got him. Two down. I bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo is 1-for-4 on the day here in game number two.
Shortstop.
Doubled and scored in the third inning. And he's grounded out, flied out to right, flied to first. So Castillo will stand in with two down. Daly delivers. And that hits him. Ooh, that hit him hard in the hand. Carlos not happy. So Castillo will go down to first. They'll probably have a pinch runner. things getting chippy here. With two out here in the eighth inning. Castillo gets hit. The trainer from Dayton looking at him. It's been a long series, I tell you. Both games, or both days have gone very long. As they were saying here in the press box, you don't know. You just don't know how long a day is going to be when you got doubleheaders and 2 9-inning ball games. First game got started at noon, and this game got started at a little after 4. I put it down something. 4:12 is when we got started in this one. So now the umpire is talking to the Dayton coaches. So this could get interesting. Is Castillo is still down by first base. He got hit in the hand, and that hurts, especially on a day like today. So we're probably going to have a pinch runner for him. So Castillo's going to stay in. He's going to be at first base with two down. David Mendez will come to the plate. He is 1-for-3.
David Mendez.
1-for-3 with a sack fly and a base hit. Daly delivers, sets and delivers. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Daly gets a sign from his pitch comp. Now he sets and looks over at first base at Castillo and fires. And if we're called strike one. One ball, one strike, two down here in inning number 8. First game went 3 hours and 29 minutes. Here's the pitch and the fly ball well hit out towards right field. Going after it is Carter. He's got it, and that's going to do it for the Flyers. So, no runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on, and at the end of 7.5, it's the Flyers 8 and the Bulldogs 7. We shall return right after this timeout. You're listening to Dayton Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Bulldog Park, Zach, Scott will be at shortstop now for Castillo. Castillo was not too happy after getting hit in the hand. So we move to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Flyers lead at 8-7, and we got the top of the order, Dorigi. will lead it off, followed by Urban and Rockner. First pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Marotnik, I should say. I'm sorry about that. Wisman delivers. Ground ball just fouled down the third base side. One ball, one strike count to DeRigi. DeRigi has is 2 for 3. He was also hit by a pitch. He's drilled a home run, solo home run. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3 on the outside of the plate. Did not like that call. He's saying something to the umpire, too. Ball and two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter here in the eighth inning. Wisman will deliver. Foul ball. Ball and two strikes to Carter DeRigi. Joey Urban on deck. There's a 1-2 pitch. Called strike 3, got the outside corner.
Number 12.
Gonna bring up Joey Urban.
Joey Urban,
0-for-4 in this game. It's grounded out to short, struck out, flied out, grounded out to third. So one down here in the eighth. Flyers leading it 8-7. Wisman trying to close it out for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the letters. 0-1 to count. Hey, Griffiths should be very tired, and that's the umpiring crew, because they've been on their feet since noon. Took a half hour off, and now they're back on their feet. There's a swing and a miss, strike 2. No, 0-2 the count. Jason King's going to let Wisman go. Wisman getting the sign. Delivers the 0-2 pitch. Outside for ball, hoping that he was going to go after it. Didn't do so. A ball and two strikes with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-7 Flyers leading Aslan. Here's the pitch. And that hits him. So the tying run is at first base. Jack Marotnik will lead. Will come in. He singled his last time up. He's 1-for-4. Tying run at first base. And Joey Urban. Wisman delivers. Called strike. The ball's one strike to count to Marotnik. Billy Wirch on deck. Wisman looks back at second base and fires. I'm in first base. Foul goes back over onto the track, and it's 0-2 to Marotnik. Wisman sets, looks over at first. Out delivers. Ball gets away from McDougal, and Urban's going to go down to second, so the tying run is out at second base. One ball, two strikes, with one down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Another ball, two balls and two strikes. Butler won the first game, 11-9. Breaking the four-game winning streak by the Flyers. The Flyers are going to try to start another one right here. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left side, out of play. 3 hours and a minute. This game is gone. I'll take it back. No, it's not 3 hours. It's 4:12. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Billy Works will step to the plate. He is 0-4. Splied out to right, fly to left. Reached on an error, was thrown out at the plate on a bang-bang play by McDougal. And then a ground out back to the pitcher in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Just been trying to get out of this one with that runner standing out at second base and Joey Urban. 8-7 is our score here in the top of the or bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Our next broadcast will be on Friday when the Flyers take on the Florida Rams. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Join myself and Hall of Famer Tom Michaels for the call on Friday and Saturday. Wisman gets the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is inside and low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Tree start. Is it? Shadow from the trees are starting to cover the entire field here. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Wisman gets out of it. No runs on no hits. No errors. A runner left. And at the end of eight, complete. It's the Flyers eight. And the Bulldogs 7. We shall return with the ninth inning right after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Flyer Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. A force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
To the top half of the ninth inning we go. For the Flyers, it'll be Mason Doby, Eddie Yaman, and Michael Adair do up for the Flyers here in inning number nine.
Leading off the ninth inning for the Flyers, third baseman number two.
Mason Doby will lead it off. He is 2-for-4 on this one. Singled twice. Here's a pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here in the ninth. Eight runs, 11 hits, two errors for the Flyers. Seven runs, nine hits, and an error for the Bulldogs. Next pitch is high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. This game will be uploaded when I get home. If I get home. There's a windup and a 2-0 pitch. And that hits him. So Doby is on at first with the hit batsman. Eddie Yaman will step to the plate. He walked his last time up. And he is 0-for-2. Struck out twice. Was hit by a pitch. Scored a run in the fifth. And now we're going to have a slow walk to the mound by the manager of the Bulldogs, and that should be it for him. We
thank you for tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network this weekend. It's been a long weekend, I'll tell you that. Flyers winning doubleheader yesterday. They're winning this one. They lost the first one 11-9. Now the umpire's going to go out and break up the meeting on the mound. Umpire saying, come on, let's go. I want to get home. So, he's got to make a decision one way or the other. And he's going to call for a replacement for Daly. He's coming in from left field. So Daly is done with the runner at first base. So we'll see who the new reliever is. I'd like to let everybody know that if you are interested in advertising on the Gem City Sports Network, please let us know. Give me a call at 937-397-0204 or email me at Doug@gemcitysports.com. Inexpensive way to advertise your product is right here on GCSN. We do a lot of stuff. We've done over 2,430 games, 30 broadcasts. Over the last 12 years, and we don't plan on stopping anytime soon. So, going to the mound for the Bulldogs here in the ninth is who's that? 37. Brett Sherrard. Making his seventh appearance. Wait a minute. He's got to make at least one appearance. Pitched five in the third innings. 1-0 on the year. He's given up eight hits, three runs, two earned, walked two, struck out five, and has a 3.38 ERA. Sherrard is a freshman from Bloomfield, Indiana. 5'10", 175 pounds. 8-7 is our score. Flyers leading it. Doby standing at first base. Coming to the plate will be Eddie Yaman.
Now batting for the Flyers, first baseman, number 3, Eddie Yaman.
Wind still blowing out towards center field. So Yaman standing in. There's a pitch. Fly ball out towards second base. They got him. Fires over to first. And back in there as the first baseman dropped it. So line out to the shortstop, Dorigi.
34. So
that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair on the day is 3-4-4. He's singled twice, tripled, scored twice, has a run batted in, and reached on an error his last time up. There's the pitch. Inside for ball one. Sherrard taking a good look over at first. There's pitch down low. Sherrard sets, throws over to first. Doby gets back safely. One down here in the ninth. Looking ahead to the ninth for the, here's a ground ball to the short, second baseman. Over to short for one, over to first, not in time. So two down, that'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for the Bulldogs, it'll be Lewis,
Carter and
number
Mutton.
One right fielder Paxton Tomaney.
Tomaney will step in. He is 3-for-4 also. Single, double twice, struck out his last time up. And second baseman's hurt there for a second. Now they're looking at the field there. So, two down here in the ninth inning. 8-7 is our score. One more reminder that the Flyers will be at Day Air Ballpark on April 23rd. It's a Tuesday night. They will take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or call the Dragons office during regular business hours at 937-228-2287. $5 for kids 14 and under, $10 for adults.
Your attention, please. Now running at first base for Dayton, number 6, Chris Carroll.
Chris Carroll now running at first.
At first for the Flyers.
For a Adair.
The Flyer batter, number 1, Paxton Domaney.
So for the fourth consecutive year, the Flyers will play down at Day Air Ballpark, and they've got a new field, too. They got some new new changes down there. I'm anxious to see them. Two down here in the ninth inning. Tomaney standing in. He's 3-for-4. Struck out his last time up. Here's the pitch. Line drive right to the second baseman. Che, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 9. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of... It's the Flyers 8 and the Bulldogs 7. We'll be back with the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Bulldog Park, we move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Alejandro Cordoza will be in at left field, replacing Adair. Carzola.
Defensively for the Flyers, now playing left field 14, Alejandro Cazorla. And leading off the bottom of the ninth for your Bulldogs.
So Cazorla out and left now. Cade Lewis will step in. He is 1-for-2 on the day. He singled in the fourth and scored. And he's walked twice since then. So Wisman will try to close it out in his fourth inning of work. Wisman delivers. Liner out towards short, and it gets past Scott, and goes out to left field. See if that's going to be a hit or an error. But Lewis, the tying run, stands at first base. That'll be a hit. So running now is be Ethan Vercrumba.
Now running at first base for Butler, number 1, Ethan Vercrumba.
Vercrumbo now running.
At first base. Now batting for your dog. 13, Xavier Carter.
Xavier Carter will now
come to the plate. He is 0-for-1 with a walk and a sack bunt. Wisman trying to close it out here. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. 0-1 to count. 8-7 is our score. It's been a long day here at the Ball Orchard, that's for sure. There's a stretch by Wisman, and he goes over to first. Almost got him. Got one off. He's already picked one off today. Wisman sets, looks over at first, now fires. Fly ball heading out towards center field. Mendez coming in, and it falls in there. He lost it. So runners are at first and second with nobody out. The winning run standing at first base. The tying run at second. Nobody out. Carter goes to first. Zach Munton will step to the plate. He is 1-for-2. He's doubled.
Warrior Bulldogs walked now running twice. At first base, 31, Ryan Drum. Drum, the new runner. At
Drum
first
will be at first base.
Dog.
Putting more speed out there, I guess. So, runners are at first and second with nobody out. Coming to the plate will be Zach Munton. Nope. And a pitch hitter.
Pinch hitting for your Bulldog. Number 3, A.J. Solomon.
So A.J. Solomon stepping in for Zach Munton. Interesting note here. Solomon and Wisman both played on the same high school team at Chaminade Julienne that won 2 state titles. They were talking after the first game yesterday, and they were laughing about it. They thought that Solomon was going to get a chance to hit against him in the ninth inning. But it never worked out. But now it is. Solomon standing at the plate, going against his buddy Nick Wisman. Here's a pitch. Pitch is in there. They fall down. Throw it out a second, and not in time. As falling down was Verkramba. And McDougal had to hesitate there for a minute to wait for Scott to get over there in a second. One ball, no strikes to Solomon. Transfer from Wright State. These two guys are pretty good buddies. Facing one another here in the ninth inning. As Solomon squares around the bunt, they throw back to second. Arias drops the ball. But Verkramba would have been in there anyway. Wisman toes the rubber. Now he sets and will deliver the 1-0 pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Yaman came all the way in from first base. Almost caught that. One ball, one strike to A.J. Solomon. Solomon, a left-hander, plays second base, steps in as Wisman will stare in at his catcher. Now he sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch as Solomon squares around the bunt once again. Ball gets past McDougal, goes back to the backstop. So that's going to put the winning run in Carter out at second base. Verkramba at third, the tying run. Solomon, 2 balls and a strike to him. Flyers lead it by 1-8-7. With the Butler Bulldogs threatening, infield in. On the grass, here's the pitch. Pitch is high and outside for ball 3. First base is open, though. Wisman, 3 balls and a strike. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen, so it's his to win or lose. Here's the pitch. Ball four, he walks Solomon. So that'll bring out Keegan Connors. Connors has been a thorn in the side of the Flyers.
Designated hitter, 15, Keegan Connors.
So timeout called by Tommy Winterstein. Base is loaded, nobody out. What a way this would end for Connors if he... Connor in that first game was 3-for-5 with 4 runs batted in. He had Connor's had 2 doubles and a home run, 4 RBIs. He was 3-for-5. Game two here. He jacked a 2-run homer, so he's got 6 RBIs on the day. He is 2-for-4 on the day here in game number two. Wisman tried to get out of this one. Here's the pitch. And they're called strike one. Sun's heading into the west. Wisman sets, looks over, and fires. Ground ball, puts it into right field. Here comes one run in to score it, and they're going to hold the winner. So, Vercumba scores. We're tied at 8. Carter goes to third. Solomon to second. And Connors has another RBI. And coming to the plate now.
Pinch hitting for your Bulldogs. 26, Evan Parks.
Evan Parks will pinch hit now for Che. We're tied at 8. With nobody out, bases loaded. Connors delivers a base hit that gives the Bulldogs the tie. Park, here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to count. Wisman trying to... Here's the pitch. This is high for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. I think he's tired. Butler trying to sweep this doubleheader today, as Dayton did yesterday. Infield or outfield is in. There's a pitch and a line drive out towards center and caught by the center fielder. And going a double play as Carter is called out at third base. So fly out to center. Carter was called out at third. Goes out 8-5. So a double play, 2 down. Runners at first and second. Solomon at second. Connors at first. And Borigi coming to the plate for the Bulldogs. He is 2-for-4. Been hit by pitch. Has a home run, too. And they're going to walk him. Intentionally walking. To load the bases up for Joey Urban. Urban 0-for-4. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. So, everything's gotten real quiet here. So, we're going to have a pinch hitter now, I think, for Urban. So here we go.
Center fielder, number 12, Joey
Urban coming to the plate with a base loaded and 2 down. Tied up at 8. Wisman trying to make it go to the 10th inning. Out field back at normal positions now. There's a stretch by Wisman. Foul ball down first base side. So Solomon is the winning run over at third. Connors is at second. DeRiggi is at first. Wisman delivers. Ground ball right up the middle. And Bubba wins it 9-8.
Oh, yeah!
Solomon scores the winning run. So the Butler Bulldogs sweep the second day of a doubleheader. And that's going to do it. Flyers fall to now 15-10 on the year. And we'll head out down to Ohio U to get this thing straightened out. So they'll play Tuesday night at Ohio U at 6 o'clock and then back home again on Friday to take on the Fordham Rams at 4 o'clock. Join Tom Michaels and myself. Your final score here, Butler 9 runs, 13 hits and an error. The Flyers 8 runs, 11 hits and 2 errors. The winner was Sherrard, I guess.
And
the loser was Wisman.
A walk-off winner for your dogs.
So the Bulldogs win it
9-8.
This is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you next Friday here on the Gem City Sports Network. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you on Friday. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to UD Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by the Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Flyer Baseball, right here on the Gem City Sports Network.